because everything just shut down. But I've grown up around social media and things. And I've sworn off most of it. I don't like social media very much, but it does suck me in every now and again. So I have a bad habit of being a bit of a keyboard warrior when it comes to the faith. Someone is wrong, and so I have to correct them. I can't help it. I tell myself it's my job. That's debatable. I remember recently getting into, not an argument, but a discussion, let's say, about this particular passage of scripture. And actually it was a Catholic who went on to a forum for Catholics and said that they have a friend who doesn't believe in the primacy of Peter, doesn't believe that Peter was the first pope, doesn't believe that Peter was unique among the apostles. How do we combat this? You know, why does the church believe that Peter was special? And so everybody in the comments was like, well, go to Matthew chapter 16. Our Lord says, you are Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of the devil shall not prevail against it. He said, well, yeah, I mean, I've heard that before, but he seemed to have some pretty good arguments. And this, my friend, seemed to have some pretty good arguments against that. Peter, Petros, means like stone. On this rock, Petra, which is like a boulder, I'll build my church, who seems to be making a distinction. At that point, I had to jump in and said, no, okay, that's not how this works. One, Petros, Petra, the whole thing about small rock, bedrock, big rock, that's fake. Have you ever heard that? That Petros in the masculine actually means little stone, and Petra, the feminine, means big boulder. That is made up. That is not true. That's not how the Greek language works. That was the thing that stopped being a thing like 400 years before Jesus was born. That's like saying we don't speak proper English because only Shakespeare spoke proper English. And if we don't speak like Shakespeare, then we're not speaking real English. Now that distinction doesn't really work. And even if it did, even if there was that distinction, how weird would this be? Let's go back to, you know, what Jesus said and translate it. I'm gonna give it a very literal English. See if this makes any sense. Blessed are you, Simon, son of John. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father has revealed this to you. And so I'm going to change your name, just like Abram became Abraham. Jacob became Israel. You are no longer Simon, you are Rock. Okay, end of idea. Upon this rock, a completely different rock. I know I just changed your name to Rock, which is something I've done before, but this rock has nothing to do with that rock. On this rock, building a separate rock, I'll build my church. I will give you, but not you specifically. I'm speaking in the singular, but not you. The keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you, again, not you, Peter, but somebody else. Bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you, again, not you, loose on earth, shall be loosed in heaven. I'm going to choose to believe that that is not what our Lord meant, because that doesn't make any sense. But instead, of course, when he said, you are the rock, I am changing your name to rock, just as Abram became Abraham when he became the receiver of my covenant, just as Jacob became Israel when he became the father of my people, you are no longer Simon, you are the rock. And on this rock, I will build my church. And when I say I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, I mean you, Peter, the rock. You will be the foundation and the head of my church on earth. And you will have the power to bind and to loose, to free my people from their sins and from every heavy burden. This is why Peter is unique. And he's united to Paul. St. Peter and Paul have always been, in the entire history of the church, recognized as the two great martyrs of Rome. The two great saints of the city of Rome in this, our Roman faith, our Latin faith. They went to Rome to preach in Rome to Jew and Gentile alike, and converted many to their cause, converted many to Christ. And for these conversions, one was crucified upside down. The other lost his head. And both just power to bind and to loose. That's power to free.